Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Getting tight, man. This is Sunday. We're checking out some of these games. Appreciate all the congratulations coming in about my little daughter, man. Appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.
She is a precious one. Yeah.
Hope y'all having a good holiday. I know Christmas is coming up. Hope y'all took care of them gifts for your children and all that. Hopefully you got some good gifts coming yourself. And, you know, we're going to be around. It's going to be a lot of games. Hey, man, I'm glued Christmas Day. I'm like, five games, NBA?
Yeah, and they're all good games. Yeah. They all quality games, too. So I'm like, yeah, sweet. I'm going to be watching all day. I mean, yeah, hopefully y'all out there can enjoy your holidays. Hopefully you don't have any issues going on and you can just take the time to relax and kick back with your family and just enjoy the nice times that we got going on here.
Yeah, man, I'm on my maternity leave officially, so... Nice. Gonna enjoy that. Yes, this is time with the little girl and the family. Get some bonding time and, you know, see if we can get some stuff done around the house. All of that.
Yep.
Just enjoy myself, not think about work. Just having a good time.
Exactly.
So if y'all want to get up with us, please do. You can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter @brotherslayman, on the hotline 323-455-4219. Send us a message. We'll read it on the show and discuss it.
Yeah, any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla. That's what's up. All right, you know, as usual, we get into the NFL. It is week 16. We had week 16, a week away. Congratulations to all of y'all, Fantasy Land, who have made it to week 16, championship week. I didn't, so that's... feels kind of butt.
So for all of y'all in my position who didn't even make it to the game to get to the championship game, you're just like, man, fuck this season. That's how I feel. Yeah. Fuck this season.
It was close. Yeah, I was close, but.
I had no running backs all season, so I was lucky to even get in the playoffs. But jeez, man, I'm like, hey.
Yeah, and I don't even know what's going to happen this week because this thing has been lopsided all the way around.
Yeah.
Let's start with the AFC coming off from last week. You know, New England, Indianapolis, and Denver clinched their divisions. That was a good look. I know Jonathan over here was happy about that.
Yes, sir.
You know, Patriots whooped on them Dolphins.
Man.
Getting that AFC East.
Started off pretty tight, but then, yeah, New England just came out and blew them out the water. It wasn't even close anymore. And then, I mean, today, New England had a tough game
with
the Jets. I mean, look, I have said all season, the Jets defense – shows up. I mean, they have given Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, all these good quarterbacks problems. So, I mean, the fact that they were still, you know, giving Tom Brady some problems is not surprising. What was surprising is how close it was in the fourth quarter. And I'm like, yeah, Jets win. So we can get that number one seed. Win.
Yep, y'all needed it.
And then they missed the field goal. And then Geno Smith throws an interception. And that's the game.
The like, Jets become the Jets.
And then just seeing Rex Ryan after the game, I'm just like, damn, I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's getting a coaching job somewhere, though.
Yeah,
I mean, even if somebody wanted to hire him as a head coach, I wouldn't be mad. Because
no.
I think with proper talent, he could lead a team to the Super Bowl, I think.
If you get him some talent on both ends.
You get him a decent quarterback.
And
decent offense.
Yeah, he needs.
He
to
got
get a,
defense on lock. You ain't got to worry about it.
He just need to get him a real good offensive coordinator.
He need like, a North Turner type.
Yeah, like here, you run the offense. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be head coaching, and the defense is mine. Let's handle this.
Yep.
But yeah, 17-16
Raiders.
Yeah, could
just,
be.
I'm just saying.
Well, they in a hunt for a coach as well.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, New England basically after the day has clinched that number one seed. They clinched the bye.
Yeah, they clinched the bye. You know,
but I mean, it's still up in the air. Denver has a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I know New England closes it out against Buffalo, so I need Buffalo to win that game to give Denver a shot at that number one seed to make New England come to us. But I mean, even if not, I still see Denver and New England having the byes, and you know, all the other chips are going to fall where they may. So I mean, shout out to New England. They handle their business.
No, they handle.
They handling their business.
They did, man. As far as your Broncos had that close, you know, pulled it out versus the Chargers.
Man, I'm like Jesus Christ. I know Peyton Manning was sick. Everybody, you know, and then he had a thigh injury, and it's like, oh God. I'm watching the game, seeing Brock Osweiler warm up, and I'm just like, okay, fine. But what pissed me off is I'm like, okay. It's about a minute before halftime, and they come out here, and he's just throwing the ball. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. This ain't Peyton Manning now. Hold on.
Right.
Just give C.J. Anderson the ball, and let's just close this bitch out.
Right.
And then, of course, three and out. What the f***? Just take the knees. But whatever.
Right.
And then Peyton luckily came in. He, you know, went out like a soldier. He manned up and played hard, and I mean, he only threw like 20 passes.
Right.
But he made enough plays to win the game.
Yeah.
And I mean, shoot, consider all things considered, they said he needed like four IVs, and he was just going through it. And I'm like, Jesus. So,
no, they in the system needed that game.
That was a huge W. That was a huge, huge
and
W.
And I mean, you know, they got this running game going, which is going to be a big help for them in the playoffs.
I know everybody's talking about Peyton and how his stats aren't up there and all this stuff. I'm like, we are winning. I could care less about Peyton's stats at this particular moment. I do not care. And I said, you know, before the season, pretty much everybody knew the offense wasn't going to be the same explosive offense it was last year. They weren't duplicating that.
No, nah, you don't
do that. That was once in a blue moon type thing. So, I mean, with the running game established with C.J. Anderson, I mean, the Broncos have just become much more dangerous.
Yeah, and I've seen people talking about how, I guess, you know, kind of short he's gotten with the media, not really giving, you know, all his usual in-depth answers. He's talking about doing Bill Belichick kind of like real quick short answers. Well, you know, what you think of we on a Cincinnati? And that's it. And, like, you know, he ain't playing well, you know, per se, not up to his, you know, standards.
Mm-hmm.
But they winning, and that's all he cares about. And, yes, I mean, that Monday night game in Cincinnati – it's going to be tough. You know, Cincinnati came off that butt whooping, which we will be talking about that person in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's tough, man. That's tough.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game. And I know Steelers fans are like, come on, Denver. Win. I've had some Steelers fans come to me like, yo, we need y'all to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, don't worry. We got it in the bag. It's a primetime game. And we all know how Cincinnati does in primetime games.
Yep. On to the Colts. You know, Colts haven't been looking that great.
No, they have not.
We, you know, thought that'd be one of the better games, and it is lopsided.
Very much
and
so.
And not in their favor.
It's completely lopsided, and it's honestly flat out embarrassing, all things considered. I mean, I know Indy has pretty much their division locked up, but 42 zip.
Yeah.
I mean, are you serious? That's flat out embarrassing, and that gives me no faith that they really going to do anything in the playoffs.
No, which is, you know, you see Andrew Luck, him winning, what, they got 10 wins, they're feeling confident. This guy is going to be, you know, a stud for the next 10 years. That's great, you know, but pretty much it's just been him.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, you got the number one pick, and you've done nothing else.
Yeah.
So he's been carrying you, which is good. You've got your quarterback, which – you know, 25, 30 other damn, how many other teams will be like, yeah, we need a starting quarterback. We need a franchise quarterback, but you got to surround him. I know T.Y. Hilton didn't play in this game, but it's clearly like, yes, you need an upgrade on the defense.
Yeah, on the defense, and they need a running game, legit running game.
Yeah, you know, you try to, you know, run it back by committee. You know, losing to Mark Bradshaw was big, was clearly.
Huge. Yeah, I mean,
you know, Boom Heron got 7 rushes, 3 yards.
Yeah.
You know, nothing. It's just, you know, they, you know, Reggie Wayne has kind of really tailed off this season. So they really need some upgrades. I mean, granted, they're going to win their division. You know, at some point, the Texans are going to get it together.
Yeah.
They should. But, you know, right now, you kind of had it easy. So y'all need to figure some stuff out, really.
Absolutely.
We don't know who's going to win the AFC North, but Pittsburgh has clinched themselves a spot.
Yes, sir.
In the playoffs. Last week they beat the Falcons. This week beat the Chiefs.
Big win on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Or excuse me, at home. God dang, I'm off today. But yeah, big win at home. They had the crowd behind them. I know there was a couple of little scuffles they had here and there. But for the most part, I mean, Alex Smith really couldn't get anything going. I know my wife was happy with that W. And it just, Kansas City needs just more weapons. I mean, wide receiver-wise, I know Dwayne Bowe is good, but he's
clearly not a number one receiver.
He's not.
I mean, I've been watching, they've gone the whole season without a receiving touchdown. That's what they keep bringing up.
They said it's been a year since they've had a wide receiver catch a touchdown. That's insane.
Yeah.
When's the last time they've had a legit, like, go-to receiver?
That's not good. And, it's, you know, Jesus. That's why people start having doubts, you know, about Alex Smith. We don't know what he's going to do.
I have doubts.
I mean, I do like it. You know, he's solid. But, yeah. I mean, clearly it's like, if we need you to throw the ball, you can't do it.
Well, they got to get another receiver to help him out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Jamaal Charles, he's starting to look a little banged up.
Yeah, they've been leaning on him. I mean, he's been carrying. He's been doing his part. But, man, they ain't been having to get nothing done. Yeah, Travis Kelce was all this hyped up. He ain't really do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, he's been okay. But, I mean, he's got a promising future ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of who else is in that division, who we thought was going to get in, but I think as of today, I think they're out. The Ravens
blew it. I mean, my goodness gracious. They beat Jacksonville, which was pretty much a cakewalk.
Should have.
But today against the Texans, I mean, Case Keenum, good job.
Case Keenum, all right, they got it.
Good job. I mean, he did with what was necessary to win the game. And Joe Flacco had a horrible game. 21 of 50 for 195, 2 TDs, and 3 interceptions. But let me tell you, those numbers don't do it justice. He was horrible. I think at one point he was like 8 for 22, 2 picks, no TD. He had a horrible game. And I couldn't believe that this is the type of effort that was put in when you know you got the playoffs on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, doesn't look like they're going to make it. They're going to need a complete, I guess, debacle from somebody. I don't know. I think mathematically they're out, though, after today.
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll. But, like, jeez. Texans are still alive, but it looks like for, the Ravens, I mean.
They done.
That's it. You know, and, of course, having a game like this. We know all them Ravens fans.
Boo this man!
Joe Flacco, you know, you cashed in clearly. I mean, I like him. I think, you know, he's been great.
He's been solid this season, but, I mean, as far as an elite quarterback, he's not an elite quarterback.
And, you know, Steve Smith, who had basically came out the box hot, has, you know, slowed down to being the person people thought he was going to be at the beginning of the season. You know, they shut down Justin Forsett. I mean, it's just.
Dennis Pitta got hurt. It was,
And people are like, Dennis Pitta's hurt.
There's the biggest blow to their defense is when Haloti Ngata got suspended.
Yeah.
That was a huge loss for their defense. And so, I mean, they've just. And then let's not forget the whole Ray Rice issue at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a whole shitload of things going on with the Ravens that, I mean, honestly, was, you know, somewhat out of their control.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's just what it is.
Yeah, it was that was terrible.
And then the damn Chargers.
Hey, man. Yeah, we gonna speak on, you know, them Niners when we get into the NFC. But right now, yo, down 21-0.
I didn't even see the game. I looked at my phone yesterday and was like, oh, San Francisco got this in the bag. Not even worried about it. Then I'm like, okay. Then I look at the score and I'm like, okay, it's 28-35. Mm-hmm. Then I look again, okay, it's 35-35. What is going on? And then they freaking pull it out in overtime. I'm like, are you? And then looked at the numbers and said, oh, Colin Kaepernick didn't do crap again. Of course. But yeah, I mean, Phillip Rivers, I got to give the man kudos. He is a hell of a leader. I mean, he puts that team on his shoulders and he makes plays. And he has a never say die attitude. I got to give it to him. Got to give the man credit. Damn, they're a tough team. Tough team. And if they happen to make the playoffs, I don't want to play them. No. I don't want to play them. They make you work for a win.
Phillip Rivers is a gunner. He can make plays. You know, was in the MVP discussion early on in the season. You know, I was watching that game, and we ended up turning it off because we were watching something more like 5 or 3 minutes to go. And I was like, okay, Niners up 7. It's like a minute or something left. Okay, Niners going to have this. And then next thing I know, I look at the stand. They were like, oh, Chargers won the game? How the hell? Like, ugh. Oh, yeah, we're going to see. But, yeah, hey, right now, San Diego is in that 6th spot. You know, they get another W next week. Lock it in.
Oh, boy. Yep. Oh, boy.
Okay, what's and of course, we got to talk about the most talked about quarterback in the AFC, Johnny Football. You know, last time we got in there.
What about him?
How great his performances have been.
Oh, okay.
You know, when we talked, last time we got on, we were just like, hey, you know, we weren't sure about the move. You know, what can he do? How good is he going to be? And then the day, next day, yeah, 30-0 shellacking.
Got the money sign in his face like 1,000 times. I mean, look, I said I wasn't going to be high or too low about his performance. He looked like a rookie.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, period. Point blank and simple. He looked like what he is, which is a rookie who I thought did not have the pocket presence to be a number one, a first round pick. You know, I'm like, fine, you want to pick him in the third round, go ahead. But as far as picking him in the first round and just, you know, putting that pressure on him, mm-mm.
Well, you know, there was all that talking about, you mm-mm. know, should they have picked him? It was too early. He wanted to go to Cleveland. He's texting the quarterback coach. And
I know LeBron's tweeting, oh, he about to wreck havoc. Well, LeBron, you were wrong.
Yep.
So, as of right now, he's looking like doo-doo. And then with today's obliterated performance, I mean, golly, he got knocked out of today's game. And that's what a lot of people worried about. Is he big enough to withstand these hits?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, he can't. He's been getting rocked.
And when you were running quarterback, you know.
He's been getting rocked.
Defenses love it.
He don't know how to protect himself.
Nope.
And that's what another thing he's going to have to learn.
Usually, you was a fast dude in college. It's like, you know, we fast too over here on this side of the ball.
And he's.
And we hit harder.
He's doing a he's doing a lot of stuff that you saw him do in college. And it's like, dude, that don't work at this level. There was one play in particular where he like scrambled out of the pocket, got tripped up. And then just flung it in the end zone. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was
that ain't Mike Evans, dog. I'm like, a lot of the time people forget you had a target who was 6'6" playing wide receiver. All you had to do was throw the ball in the freaking air half the time. So I mean,
you can get away with that in college,
exactly,
some of the time.
But you I'm like, yeah, NFL.
No, you do not make that throw.
They throw
it out of bounds.
Dudes were feeding on him, and I mean, today he got knocked out the game. And for those of y'all poo-pooing Brian Hoyer, he came in and almost led them to a win.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm backing my boy Brian Hoyer. All y'all poo-pooing on him. Shoot. He played way better than Johnny Manziel has looked these past two games. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. He's been, you know, he's a rookie. You know, what do you think they're going to put in next week? Do they just continue with the...
At this point, put Johnny back in. If he's healthy enough to play, put him back in. There's no freaking point of playing Brian Hoyer.
No, right. Just point you out.
So, I mean, yeah, they had a shot today to maybe stay afloat, but I mean, Brian Hoyer tried, but I mean, you know, their defense unfortunately couldn't hold on the last final drive. Jonathan Stewart was running buckshot on him.
Yeah, he trying to make sure, like, hey, either play me or trade me. Please.
Seriously. Damn. Because he is beast in the last few games. But
yeah. Josh Gordon, where you at? 4 for 45. Yeah.
And I mean, so that's why I'm like, you know what? At this point, you got to go with the future. Mm-hmm. Play Johnny football and, you know, let's see what he does. And then, you know, going into next season, he'll be the starter throughout training camp, throughout OTAs. And, you know, we'll see what he has for a whole full season. See what he can do.
Yeah, I'm.
I'm not convinced he's going to be that good.
Yeah, I'm not either. You know, I'm not one to just play after a few games to write a dude off. You know, I want to give him the offseason to work on his game, see if he can make some improvements.
All I
got to
say is people wrote off Tim Tebow after one game. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I just want to see. You know, people are quick. Everybody, like, I told y'all after that first game. I told y'all he wasn't going to be good.
I knew the Johnny haters would come out and be like, yeah, see, I told you. And I'm like, look, he didn't play well. It's his first game. He's a rookie.
Against the team that's trying to make the playoffs.
I'm like, Troy Aikman sucked his rookie season. John Elway didn't really have a good season. Peyton Manning didn't have a great rookie season. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. So, like I said, I'm not too high, not too low. I personally am not convinced he's going to be that good of a quarterback, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yep.
So.
That's what's up. Yeah, we'll see what he can do.
Yeah.
You know, let's get on to the NFC right now.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? We got a good, you know, night game with Arizona, Seattle. Because
get to it after this.
You know, Arizona clinched them a spot.
They won that ugly game against the Rams.
Yeah,
that 12-6. Oh God!
Oh yeah, Thursday
night game.
Yeah, I mean they held on. I mean, good for them. They in 11-3. You know, somebody who's gonna put up 11 wins. Well, maybe not anymore. I'm looking at it right now. I'm probably not.
I mean, Bruce Arians got to get love for Coach of the Year, regardless of the outcome. I'm sorry.
This team is battered and bruised. Guys have just been in and out of the lineup.
He's down to his third string quarterback. And if they win tonight, he has just stamped his Coach of the Year award.
Oh yeah.
If he pull out a win tonight, he's winning Coach of the Year, no question.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
But they're gonna lean on their defensive running game.
They're gonna have to tonight, you know, playing the Seattle Seahawks who are rolling, who shut down them Niners last week. More on the Niners as we go. We're talking about playoff teams right now. Nobody want to play them because right now they are starting to just get that. It's clicking.
Yeah.
You know, that old.
They got a shot of getting home field.
They do.
Oh, my God. And if they get home field, here we go again.
Like, I know.
Damn it.
But, yeah, I think if they win today, if they beat them, they should, you know, clinch a spot as well.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, this is a bad. I mean, Arizona got the Niners last week. But still, yeah, this game would do a lot for the Cardinals to be like, okay, you know what? Y'all, okay.
We might have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And to boost, this would really boost their confidence.
Mm-hmm. You know. who else we got? Detroit won today.
Barely.
Yeah.
Couldn't beat Jimmy Clausen.
What? Their offense has been just all right. I mean, you know, Megatron, you know, for those of y'all who had him today, of course, he delivered.
Yeah.
You know, on the time you want him to. You know, but they haven't been lighting dudes up lately.
No.
It's just their defense has been.
Been shutting dudes down.
Yeah, defense has really been playing well.
Defense has really been playing well. You know, even without Nick Fairley, they've been doing a good job holding down the fort. And, you know, kudos to them. Now, let's see if they can keep in Dominican Sue. After the season's over. That's the question.
That's going to be the big thing.
That's the question.
But right now, they are leading that NFC North division.
Mm.
You know, taking advantage of Green Bay, who had
that
kind of shocking loss. You know, everybody's like, you know, when they're in Lambeau, of course, Aaron Rodgers pretty much going to win 99% of the time. But we said that Bills defense is tough, and they made it tough for him. Didn't really play well. You know, and you're like, of course, what's probably going to happen? He's going to come out, probably get the win. They're playing the Bucs, and of course, that's what happened.
I mean, it's the Buccaneers. We're really 20-3. The Bucs had no shot. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you knew after that loss, he was trying to come back gunning because they want that number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
They want to clinch that division. And, whew, God, that's going to be the game of the week next week.
Ooh,
that
man.
Detroit Green Bay. That's going to be a freaking battle, man. Oh, my God. This is why you love the end of the NFL season. Because when it comes down to these Week 17 games, a lot of them matter. And you're like, damn.
I love when they set up where like the last couple games is all division games. Yep. You're like, this is what it's going to be. Hey, man, the Detroit's D has been stepping up.
Yeah.
And just like how we said, if Arizona wins tonight, them beating Green Bay again, sweeping Green Bay for the season, will go a lot, to kind of quieten some of them, lines down. There are a lot because, Detroit, rightfully so, has not stepped up to the plate.
Correct.
But they are today. They did it 11-4.
Yeah.
So shout outs to them. Let's talk about the NFC East. I am very impressed with the Dallas Cowboys in this December because this was the time after time after time, you knew they were going to choke in the month of December. And they haven't.
I got to eat some crow. I talked a lot of smack about the Cowboys.
We both were like, I think Philly's going to win. And Philly did not win last week against
Philly
Dallas.
Had no shot. I mean, my goodness gracious. Dez Bryant, DeMarco Murray, they put the pussy on the chain wax. I mean, my goodness gracious. It was embarrassing. Granted, the Eagles made a little run, but in the end, it was just all Cowboys domination. And then today, they're dominating the Indianapolis Colts. And, even with DeMarco Murray banged up, I know there were a lot of people who were like, should he play? Should he not play? Should he play? Should he not play? I just had a feeling they were going to play him just because it was like, look, we've been 8-8, 8-8, 8-8. We need to win. Period. Like, we need to break this whole freaking curse of not getting to the playoffs and all that shit. And when Philly lost yesterday,
which was like what?
Which was very shocking. That gave them the opening. And I think that's when they were like, all right, we got to take care of business. Yeah. We got to take care of business. And they came out today and have taken care of business.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, they've stepped up to the plate. So I got to say for you Dallas fans out there, I got to eat crow. You Cowboys have done a great job. I am very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Romo has crept into the top 10 quarterback category.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's broken in. He's
telling you, man.
He's broken the door down. He is now in the top 10 quarterback category. God, I hate admitting that, but that's just what it is. And, DeMarco Murray, the way Dallas is going, if Dallas closes this thing out and they're 12-4, might really have to consider DeMarco Murray for MVP.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Might have to really seriously consider DeMarco Murray for MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion.
He had 22 carries today. I was kind of questioning that just because I'm like, you guys are sitting pretty. Clearly you guys demolished Indiana. The Colts are solid,
mm-hmm.
Based on a record and everything. I probably would have leaned to rest in DeMarco Murray. Especially he came out 48 hours after having surgery to prepare that hand. I'm like, I might play it safe.
But I think after today, I think they've clinched the division. So
yeah.
I think they're sit them next game.
Yeah, yeah, probably so. Because they play the Redskins.
And it's like, unless you're –
Hey,
in all honesty, they can play for seeding if they want to. They can try to play for that bye, which honestly, yes, is going to be very tempting, especially in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if Seattle wins tonight, you're going to want that number one seed to make sure that they have to come to you.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see if Seattle loses. I have a feeling they'll just rest everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If Seattle wins, they playing cats.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, that's going to be, yeah. Can't wait. Yeah, I'm shocked that, we thought it was going to be between Detroit and Dallas, and Philly's the one who's went bye-bye.
Yeah, sorry to all your Philly fans out there, but
shit. Frustration again. Yeah, Mark Sanchez, all that hype after that first game. What's Mark Sanchez's future like? I'm like, and now it don't look like it's in
backup
Philly.
Quarterback.
because he's been like
he ain't starting nowhere again.
I think I read in his last seven games he's had like 13 turnovers. Like,
he's turnover prone. So like I said, he's a backup quarterback. I mean, I don't even know if you want him as a backup quarterback. So it is what it is.
Oh yeah, and then moving on down. Oh, Carolina stepped up. Now I wasn't sure, just like with DeMarco Murray. I was like, Cam Newton after that accident? They cleared him to play. And, you know, luckily on my fantasy team, I still got a league where I'm fighting, trying to get that. I got a window. I got a chance. I was like, oh, he playing. Okay, good. Let me put him in. And, hey, he stepped up.
He stepped up. And they were able to pull out that victory against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Big win. Big, big win. And then combined with Saints losing, that pushes the Saints out of contention. They're officially out of it. But, oh, I mean, God. For Carolina, man, good deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they get in, they have a shot. They have an athletic quarterback. You got, you know, Greg Olsen at tight end. You got Kelvin Benjamin on the outside. And you got a newfound running game with Jonathan Stewart going. They're going to, combine with a solid D, they're going to mm-hmm. be a dangerous team to face in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Even though the record is terrible, they are going to be a team mm-hmm. where you're like, that's not going to just be a cakewalk.
No, it's not.
So teams are going to have to prep for them, you know, just like any other team. But, yeah, kudos to Cam Newton. He's shown slight improvement. I think he was hurt beginning of the season. I mean, clearly he was not 100%. Looks like he's starting to get back to 100% and healing up. And, I mean, unfortunately, you know, thank God the car accident wasn't worse. You know, seeing the damage to that car and everything. Yeah. But, you know, by the grace of God, he was able to come back and play. And, you know, he's leading them to a big game next week.
Yeah, they are.
Because them ATL Falcons.
Like, wow.
Hey, I picked them to win a division, but, oh, man, I got to change my slogan from 6-10, get you in, to 7-9, keep you alive.
Because, yeah, I had the Saints, and, I mean, you know, came off that game. We're going to talk about them Bears in a second. But, you know, basically embarrassing the Bears on Monday night. You know, yep. Okay, this is what they're supposed to do.
Yep.
And you coming in. You know, at home versus the Falcons. Clearly, somebody was talking mess between them two.
I don't remember.
I don't know who was, but then, hey.
But clearly, I guess they home is they kryptonite now.
Yeah.
They home. They can't win at home. Golly, no. They're terrible. So, yeah, they're officially out. Unfortunately, Drew Brees and them boys are done. I mean, Matt Ryan got to give kudos to Matty Ice.
No, he's keeping them afloat.
He's keeping them afloat. Hopefully, Julio Jones can get healthy this week so he can be ready for that game against Carolina next week, which is going to be a huge game.
Another big joint.
Whoever win, get in. Yeah. So this is going to be a great matchup.
I'm saying, like, Saints 57-yard rushing. Drew Brees got to throw 47 times.
Ugh. Yeah. A lot of people picked them to go to the playoffs. A lot of people were picking them to make the Super Bowl and –
I thought they'd be a lot better. You know, we don't know what's going to happen.
They
with
pulled the Houston Texans.
Yeah, with Rob Ryan and just, you know, that's going on. Yeah.
He's gone, especially with, I guess, the drama and beef between him and the coach.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, we're going to have something. He was a one-hit wonder, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Julio Jones, I mean, 7 receptions, 107 yards.
And that's not being healthy.
Nope. This dude.
Beast.
He's been a great year for wide receiver.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice little, you know, discussing all that. You know, come when we wrap up the regular season
mm-hmm.
as well. But, man, that's been interesting. All right. So, you know, let's dive into these teams who struggling. All right. First off, we got to talk about Jay Cutler after that horrific game the Monday night where they basically came out. You know, like we said before, Brandon Marshall was like, we don't deserve to play on Monday night. Clearly, your team echoed them statements because they look like they ain't want to be there.
Yeah. They look like they just did not want to – they just weren't interested. And, I mean, Jay Cutler, there's talk. Is he going to be traded? Is he going to be released? And it's just
– yeah, leads the NFL in interceptions with 18 and turnovers with 24. You know, you get benched with Jimmy Clausen. You're like
– and it's the highest paid player in the league. Jesus.
And you get – and this is not that, hey, you know – this is not like the situation in Washington, which we're talking about them as well. You know, we're like, well, maybe we get this guy that we actually believe in, like Jimmy Clausen, who won one and eight.
Yeah, he went 1-10, I guess, the one season he started back in Carolina. Ugh. But look, I said, look, the kid hasn't started a game in like 4 years. You know, he's on a new team. Maybe, you know, wipe the slate clean, give him a shot. And there were some, I read that there were some guys on the team who felt Jimmy Clausen might play pretty well just because he's actually going to run the offense. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, for most standards, I mean, Jimmy Clausen had a decent game. Mm-hmm. He wasn't terrible. So, I mean, he did all right. But I mean, he did enough to keep him, you know, give him a chance to win.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really, Jay Cutler couldn't do that.
No. And, you know, Jay Cutler, you know, for what it's worth.
He need change. He need to go.
He actually did, you know, because he's so emotionless and all that. He did sound kind of humble. He was like, yes, you know, I played bad. You know, basically he was like, I don't really care about the dough. He's just like, I'd rather not be making that much money and be playing to win than just being like, hey, I'm making money. I don't care. You're like, well, maybe, hopefully, this is that gut check for him. Like, you know what? I got to get it together.
I've heard, you know, I mean, look, because of his talent, people will get him. People will sign him or trade for him. Well, I don't know about the trade part because that money, that contract is outrageous. But if he is released, there are people who will sign Jay Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it. So I don't know if they want to give him another year or not, but.
Yeah, because I don't know about what you think about the coach with Trestman. Now,
they got to go. All of them got to go. GM and all of them.
It sounds like they're going to make a whole makeover.
All of them got to go. When your offensive coordinator is caught, you know, comes out and, you know, crying and all that, I said bad shit about my quarterback. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Now you're talking smack about your quarterback.
Yeah. And then he gets out, and then there's no punishment, and then you got players that are like, what? What was so he basically craps on the quarterback and nothing happens.
But Jay Cutler plays bad and he gets shitted on and he gets benched. And, you know, so.
You know, they don't run the football. Who I heard it? Oh, Mark Schlaefer. He was like, don't give me a screen pass and be like, that's a part of a running game. He's like, that's not a running game, fool. Like, that's, you know, running game is I'm putting pressure on the defense, wearing you out, hitting you in the gut. And he was like, oh, the screen pass is an offset of running game. He's like, get this bull crap out of my face. And it is, because you see, Matt Forte has been killing. I was like, yes, the screen passes work, but now it's not a running game.
Yeah, give him the ball, man. Mm-hmm. Give him the rock traditionally, and Chicago, you know, just needs a change.
They need a lot of work.
They need a lot of work. A lot of work. Jesus Christ.
Speaking of the Bears, you had the safety Chris Conte come out and says playing in the NFL is worth an early death. I'm like, you know, if you love it that much, and you're willing to, you know, die for it to play. Yeah.
And there are some guys who live, sleep, eat, ride or die for some football. And you know what? That is perfectly fine.
Yeah,
but
you've had guys come out, you know, with the whole concussions and all that. And we're like, you know, knowing what you know now with the what your body is taking, would you still go through it? And pretty much 99% of them are like, yep, I would do it again.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, but yeah, early.
Not going to agree with that.
Yeah, now.
At least not, you know, not me.
Now, maybe 20 years later, you'd probably be like, yeah, that wasn't a smart thing to say. But, I mean, he's just like, I don't care about the risk. I want to play. And I'm like, well, good for you. And, you know, I'm sure guys are like, that's how we want all our guys to be like that. And like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Let's jump into these Niners, man. These Niners have been embarrassing. They already seen they released Ray McDonald.
Good.
Amid another investigation of sexual assault. You know, it's like, well,
idiot. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done. I think he,
you
know, he's.
Even though this is not. Come out, you was like, well, we ain't had no proof, and it's just another one. It's just like, you know what, there's been too many of these.
Yeah, I mean, he's done. I mean, they tried backing him through that whole domestic violence situation, and unfortunately he did something stupid again. But, you know, I mean, I don't know, but we already know how it goes. He got talent. Guys need him. Somebody will sign him.
Yep. Speaking of them, Jim Harbaugh, that was big news this week. You know, Michigan throwing out that 6-year, $49 million deal.
Hey.
Very,
very enticing. Very enticing.
Yeah, I think sounds like he prefers to stay in the NFL. I think
I'm sure
would
he
too.
Does.
You know, and it's just, does he feel like recruiting? Because that's a big part of, you know, that can you recruit It is in, you know, granted, I don't think Michigan's as glamour as it was like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, seems like a lot of guys are not jumping to play in the cold ass Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, I think Stanford was great. You know, and I'm, you know, for what it's worth, look, Michigan needs a splash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go up against Ohio State.
It's and that would be a big splash. Not the same draw that it used to be.
No. And, you know, with the Raiders, he gets control. Well, if it is going to happen with the Raiders, I don't know. But somebody's going to want him, clearly.
But, I mean, in Michigan, he might have, like, Nick Saban-type control. Because he played at Michigan. I mean, they're going to pay him a boatload of cash.
Yes, just can he get the athletes, though? That's the question.
I mean, I think he's in a position where, because they interchange so much, I guess his he wouldn't wear too much on certain guys.
Right.
I mean, I guess they'd be towards the tail end of their career, and they're like, finally, I can get away from this nigga. But, you know, guys coming in.
But as we know, a lot of that is going to be, you know, if it – does his wife and family feel like being in Michigan?
Yeah.
I mean, you are in California. You've been in California. Bay Area is nice.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
It is cold, though. It does get cold.
Yeah. Not Michigan.
Yeah, not Michigan cold.
You know, that's I want to see what he's going to do. I think he's going to lean to stand in the NFL because he's going to get – once it's officially like, hey, he's not the coach of the Niners no more, folks will come knocking on his door.
Oh, yeah, he'll get
so
offers.
So he's going to get offers. Question. And, you know, Michigan's smart for throwing this out there now. But I think on his part, I think he needs to just wait and see what else is on the table before taking that job.
Yeah, I agree.
RG3 saying he's staying off social media for the rest of the season.
So?
You know, because he's
for
tired
the rest of the season. Oh, two games?
Yeah. Because he's like, whatever I say, it gets twisted and all that. I'm like, yeah, it does. And then Jay Gruden come out saying his RG3 quotes get twisted. I'm like, dude, you crapped on your quarterback to everybody. He can't pass. He can't read throws. He, you know, he makes you like, wow. Like, you could be like, you know what? He needs to improve in some areas. You know, but that's it. Just say you ain't got this, like, name a list. You know, his footwork's terrible. You know, for a 5-step drop back, he does 3 steps and – 3-step drop, and he drops 2, and all. You're like, what? Like, you were really pinpointing everything to us.
But I mean, they won.
Yeah, shockingly, they won.
They beat Philly. Jeez. So
I mean, you know, and it's like, dude, if you knew coming in you really weren't a fan of RG3, then you know, straight up, why'd you take the job?
Well, I mean, it's like I said. I mean, when most guys go in, they like to pick their own dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, you know, he came in, he felt like he could, you know, work with RG3 kind of similarly to how he worked with Andy Dalton, but, you know, it just didn't work out.
Nah.
So I don't know. There's talk RG3 is going to be back, and it's just like,
it sounds like they keep them both out.
It's a complete mess. Worst franchise in the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm just looking at it. It's complete. Dallas clinches a division.
Yep.
It's one spot left, and it's going to the winner of the whacked 7-9 Keeps You Alive division.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, Philly's out. Frisco is out. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Off that Kaepernick bandwagon.
Fouling.
Mm-hmm.
And some last news. Roger Goodell says there will be no team in L.A. in 2015. Like, yeah, we don't get our hopes up out here for all that. I think if you're not telling us the beginning of the season before that a team is going to come there in 2 years,
mm-hmm.
you can't be like, oh, a team's coming next year. That's not enough time.
Yeah, that's not feasible.
You know, a team should be here in 5 years. We know we got our pick of the litter. It's 3 of them. I personally would like the Chargers. If I'm going, because that's the team I'm going to be pulling for. My pick would be the Chargers. I'm sure it's going to be 2 of them. You know, the Raiders, if the Raiders come back, I don't know. I'm going to have to wait out for that other team to see. Because I don't know if it's like, you getting back on again? I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But maybe them Chargers. But yeah, no duh. Look, just, I'm just saying, build it and they will come. Find a place to build this stadium. Build it and just be like, all right, who wants it? Who wants the keys?
Exactly.
And when I'm going to be coming. All right, y'all. So we are going to take a music break. We'll be coming back, getting to some NBA talk. Y'all listen to Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
They can eat my dick, that's word of pimp. Word of pimp. Word of pimp. Word of pimp. Hold up.
Oh my. You are now listening to Run of Yours.
Fuck the law, they can eat my dick, that's word of pimp.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with or talk like all these fucking imps. Stop violent, give a fuck if you deny it, kids.
Yeah.
You can all run naked backwards to a field of dicks. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit, that's word of big. I dreamt we own the world, but I've woken up and it don't exist. Soak it in and need no assist. Can't slap a wrist, I don't owe you shit. Trust me, I'm a doctor, do operate. I'm a post-mortem razor bitch.
Tiptoe on the track like a Bavarian. Ski mask in a Pontiac Catalina. It's obese female opera singer. You can run the jewels or lose your fingers. Me and LP got time to kill, got folks to kill. On overkill, he hanging out the window, I hold the wheel. One black, one white, we shoot the steel. That fuck boy life about to be repealed. That fuck boy shit about to be repaired. Fuck boy jihad, kill infidel. Low act bar boom from Mike and L.
Life is hell, death's a bitch. And these food bar rulers getting rich. I cop a zip, it opens up. I smoke it up, go home and fuck. Can I be girl when they roam? I get a face, please pay with dome. My business card says you're in luck. I do two things, I rap and fuck.
I fuck rap, I toke scrap, I smoke the kush, I beat the puss, I read the books, did the math. Don't need a preacher preaching on my behalf. No teacher can't teach my arrogant ass. I'm blowing on privy by reading the scriptures that's written by Egyptians and sipping on whiskey. Hey baby, you with me?
Run this spot like a Chinese sweatshop. Don't stop, work until chest pop. Cardiac arrested, I'm so invested, I'm self-invented. That's no illusion, there's no confusion. You see the future, you fear the future. I've seen the truth and I'm so deluded. I've been a better bad guy than I've been better than bad. Been a bit of bully talk, beating him at chest. In fact, I half stacked from a rat. I've been a brown of bop, babe, I know a few facts. Maniac, brainiac, run, go tell him that. A.T. Alien, and my kind of that.
Cavalry roll, I'm savage. Show up your class, what's happening? 2 yard bullet with a fully automatic. Heart full of pain and a head full of habit. Everybody steps on the key and I'm letting them have it. Have it. Leave a name, mom, on the stage, what happened? Who gon' buy my baby a cat? Fuck that bitch in the past.
Mega blast, I'm mega lit. On Highway 6 and I'm not strapped in. I don't crash, bitch, I just skip. You got the cash, I'll make the trip. I make the trip, you better pay. Don't worse, but that's don't make my day. I'm not from Earth, from far away. I bust through chests like baby gray.
Running the jewels of the game. Whipping the mixes like chickens of cane. Spitting the sickness again. Parents is living again. Kids is just fucking insane. Wanting that pistol like this with a chain. Repping the simple like they in a game. Delivery dope like a dope with a dope or a dope full of coke or a junkie of fiend.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Black Ears Network. So let us know what y'all thoughts on this football season, man. We're about 1 week away before the playoffs get in. You know, wonderful time of the year. Hit us up. Let us know your thoughts of feelings of happiness or feelings of frustration, and you want to boo some folk. Let us know. TheBrothersLayman at gmail.com. On Twitter, at BrothersLayman. Hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, and if you're happy like me, your team going to the playoffs, hey, you want to talk to Smack? Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I will talk something right back to you. All you Patriots fans, I'm ready for you.
Holla. Nigga, that matchup is coming.
Yep.
All right, y'all, we getting into some NBA, man. We about a quarter of the way through. We'll probably be looking at that. But let's hit to some big news. First off, Celtics trade Rajon Rondo, man, to the Mavs for Brandon Wright, Jay Crowder, Jameel Nelson, protected 2015 first round and a 2016 second round pick.
Finally.
Yes. Yeah, he's
they
here.
Have bought into rebuilding. Thank you.
Well,
good.
He was in his last year. More than likely, he wasn't coming back, so you got to do what you got to do.
Yes, you got to collect some assets, and they got some pretty decent ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, finally, Boston is now in the rebuilding phase.
Mm-hmm.
But you at least now have some assets you can work with. You got Marcus Smart, you got Jared Sollinger, you got Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah.
You know, now you got, you know, Jay Crowder. You got another draft pick, first rounder. So you got some pieces to work with. So now you're in the rebuilding phase. You're pretty much like Philly. You got nothing but young talent. Time to, you know, grow it.
Yeah.
So, good. I'm glad that was done. And, you know, kudos to Dallas, man. I mean, are you serious? Dallas in two foul swoops was just like, all right, trade me, boom, give me Tyson Chandler. All right, trade, boom, give me Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
And we just going to sign Chandler Parsons. They have, and I told Chris, they have the most complete starting five in the league. And I'm not talking about just the best starting five. I am saying the most complete starting five when it comes to defense, offense, rebounding, shooting threes, shooting free throws, whatever you want to call it, they are complete. Center, defensively, they set. Mm-hmm. Power forward, he can kill you.
Yep.
On the boards, he can hit threes. Whatever you want him to do, Chandler Parsons can defend. He can shoot threes. Monte Ellis is ridiculous. He can just score all at will.
Yeah, ball
and
handler.
Then Rajon Rondo is probably one of the better point. He's probably the best defensive point guard in the league.
Yep.
And now you got a dude who can really, who's probably next to Chris Paul, the best setup dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you just rolling now. So Spurs fans, I know you're nervous.
Oh, I think
I know you're nervous. The West is nervous now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. All the West is nervous. I mean, they needed to upgrade at point. We know Houston was hoping to get him. But, you know, kudos to Dallas. You know, they're like, we're trying to win, you know, on paper. You know, I like this. This is a great move. I know they want to keep him. You know, this is why you take that less money. So your team can go get guys like this.
Do what we saying.
Yep.
And get a Laker fan like, how come we can't get Rondo?
You ain't got no assets, yeah, and
you ain't got no money.
Yeah, and you know, I know they tried. Like, I wasn't somebody who was like, "Oh, they just need to trade Rondo real quick." I was like, "Your preference is to build around him, mm-hmm. like give him some pieces to do it." But you know, come the last year, you haven't been able to do it. All right, well, let's trade him then.
So.
Yeah, man. I like this. You know, you got two ball handlers in the backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll just automatically give him the rock to do everything. I mean, they're the number one scoring offense in the league. You know, we saw this past yesterday, Monte Ellis just went dumb.
Nuts. Mad,
catching shoots. They're going to be scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, defensively, he's going to have his work cut out for him because every night, it seems like every damn night is a – top flight point guard coming at you. Now, I wonder how he's going to be offensively, you know, standing out there because guys are going to give him that shot.
Yeah.
He is not a shooter like that, you know, not as good as, you know, what Jameer Nelson was. But, hey, man, I can say from a Spurs perspective, Monte Ellis and Devin Harris were a lot to deal with. Now we got Rajon Rondo, too. God dang it.
So Dallas is trying to make some moves. I mean, Rick Carlisle has a lot of pieces to work with now. They did make themselves a little thin on the depth chart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they didn't use a lot, but they're going to miss Brandon Wright.
Yeah.
Brandon Wright was a great
backup.
He was
a nice backup big, yeah.
And, you know, got to feel that. I know there's rumors of, you know, maybe this will give him Jermaine O'Neal.
I heard he's tempted to come.
Yeah, he is tempted, but we'll see. I don't know. You know, Houston, okay, well, we're going to make our own trade. They added Corey Brewer in a three-team deal with Philly and Minnesota. I think they got Alex Chavez as well.
Alex Chavez, yeah.
You know, Philly just keeps helping out and collecting picks. And
they're rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
People say they're tanking. They rebuilding.
Yeah.
I call it rebuilding.
Yeah, Adam Silver came out and said, ain't nobody tanking.
Exactly.
Like, just, you know, organizations are just looking to are in rebuild mode.
Thank you. I've just been saying that.
Yeah, he's going to deny that.
Of course he is, but I'm denying it too. Yeah. Ain't nobody tanking.
No.
Show me the proof that they tanking for real, for real.
Well, I would argue this for people who say they tanking. If you knew you could take a hurt guy and in 2 years he was going to be an all-star, would you take him still?
That's what I'm saying.
No, because he can't win that. Bull.
Before Joel Embiid got hurt, people were like, he the number one pick.
Yeah.
And so with Norris Noel. Yeah. He the number one pick. So they got two basically dudes who are deemed the number one pick, yet they're rebuilding.
Yeah. And they're like, all they
yeah, I mean, yet they're in. Tanking. They're tanking.
Yeah.
Like, well, shit, they're collecting quality talent.
And they were third, and it you was
got,
like.
And I'm just saying, if you got Michael Carter Williams, Joel Embiid, Nerlens Noel, you know, a KJ McDaniels, you had another nice piece That's not a bad starting lineup.
No. Nope.
That's not terrible. So I'm like, you see the growth that's coming. Come on now, people.
Yeah, and as for the Rockets, it's just more depth on the wing.
Yeah.
Add another defender. They'll be good with that wing spot.
Made me drop Corey Brewer on my fantasy team, though. I was like, well, thank you for sucking the all the minutes out of him. Thanks.
Yeah, this is not, you know, it's another added piece.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's a solid piece to add. Because he can play either the wing, either position on the wing, so, and he can D.
Yeah,
something James Harden can't do.
Nah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of trades out there. You know, we already seen with the Kings and the Nets talking about getting, you know, Kings getting Darren Williams. The reported from Yahoo would be Darren Collison and Darren forwards Derek Williams and Jason Thompson to Brooklyn for Darren Williams. You know what, we talking about the Kings right now. I mean, they wanted to get Josh Smith. They just like getting expensive dudes.
They still trying to get Josh Smith.
And, hey, let's talk about it. They got rid of Mike Malone.
Which I kind of scratched my head about because I was like, I thought he was doing a fairly decent job. But I guess he, a la Mark Jackson.
You're not playing.
Who I guess he coached with. It was kind of like, I guess he wasn't doing what the damn ownership wanted him to do.
Yeah, we want to be more up-tempo. Like, well, you've got guys who are better suited for the half court. Yeah. Games are like, you know, yes, up-tempo sells tickets, and I guess that's all what you all about. But as we've seen with the Clippers, up-tempo don't get you rings.
Yeah.
You know, you can play fast. I mean, you know, the Spurs play fast.
Saw the Warriors doing it.
You know, Miami Heat play fast, but, you know, when it came to winning plays, you got to run the offense.
They always say when you get to the playoffs, it's going to slow down.
Darren Collison has been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot better than I expected. Yeah, I mean, if you want to give up, you know, Derek Williams and Jason Thompson, Darren Williams, we said he hadn't been that good since he got to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
/ New Jersey. And it's like, oh, you got a veteran here. Okay, but now you kind of being like – like the Nets.
Yeah.
We getting all this expensive talent.
Kind of Nickish.
Mm-hmm. Getting these named guys. You know, your team is kind of young. Roll with it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you know, he's got some weird ideas, you know, which I will be bringing up as an award. But it just feels like these owners want to, you know, get their hands
They're
in.
They're too involved.
You know, the owners who feel like, I need to be involved. And, you know, this is what I want. Like, man, well, tell your GM to go get some pieces that fit that way.
Exactly.
You're like, we got a big. We going to run and gun with DeMarcus Cousins?
And
it's fucked up because he finally had a guy who was able to get to DeMarcus Cousins. Like, DeMarcus Cousins was balling now under Mike Malone.
Yep.
And
was keeping his temper under control.
Mm-hmm. You have Rudy Gay. He bought in.
He's re-signed with y'all.
The guys started playing well. You know, granted, there were some games where they didn't finish. But, I mean, look, it's
a process.
Y'all taking steps. Like, y'all really.
Y'all were rebuilding.
Yeah. The last couple of years, it was like, this team.
It was a rebuilding process. Yeah. You were adding pieces, collecting draft picks, trying to add talent. Mm-hmm. You know, you traded for Rudy Gay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it happened to work out. I mean,
for damn well, you just okay. You barely better than the Lakers.
Yeah.
Now you were like, you know what? This is actually a playoff team. Derek, you know, DeMarcus Cousins gets hurt. You start losing. Oh, let's fire. I'm like, well, dude, your best player's not here.
And then I'm hearing George Karl's name and Vinny Del Negro, and I'm like,
you want this up-temp? You know, Chris Mullin was thrown out there, and he changed
his mind. He was like, nope, no thank you.
I mean, this is what happens when you know, for Mike Malone, he was hired before Dave Alessandro was hired as GM. So, you know, we know how GMs want to pick their coach.
Yep.
And that seems to be the case. It just.
And I guess his relationship with George Karl. I guess
that's always this.
That seems to be the fit. And
fucking corporate America.
He's a playoff coach and all that, blah, blah, blah.
Me and this dude worked together at this past job.
Yep.
So when I go here, I'm going to bring this dude over here with me. Like, okay, look, let's. Come on. And the dude would just ride it out. The dude was winning.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the chemistry, man. You just stop trying to act like you know. Look, I'm a basketball head, but I know damn well for sure if I was blessed with the opportunity to own a team to make that kind of money, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm smarter than my GM and head coach when it comes to basketball.
Exactly.
My daughter plays basketball. Like, look at what? You know, I coach my daughter's basketball team.
So?
And the dude, and Mike Malone is probably like, okay, here, do my job. since you know stuff, do my job.
Oh, jeez.
Man, that was shocking. Like, wow. You know, so I don't know what's going to happen. I know Ty Corbin is basically like, whatever y'all want, I'll run it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fucked up part, and this is what we talk about with organizations. Why does your star player find out via Twitter?
You figured he'd know before the actual transaction is announced.
This is what winning organizations do. If you're going to make a change like that, you need to like, hey, I know you know he's not going to like it, but let me let you know that Mike Malone is no longer going to be coaching the team. I just wanted to let you know that so you don't hear from somebody else. No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to let Twitter tell you, which is, God, that was so damn cold. You know, speaking of people who going to be traded, Hornets making Lance Stephenson available already.
Yeah, I heard he's butting heads with teammates already, and he's one of those dudes.
I think he was breathing some of that, you know, winning, you know, I'm a star. You know, and, you know, granted, with the way they've been playing, you know, Michael K. Gilchrist was not there, which I think is part of the reason they've been struggling a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the dude is just a great all-around guy in terms of what he can do. He's a great rebounder for a shooting guard, gets great assists,
mm-hmm.
plays pretty good defense. I guess this guy wants to be a scorer, and he's not.
Yeah. So, I mean, in that aspect, Lance Stephenson, he's a good defender. He's trying to – I think he's pressing a little too hard. I mean, you had people who came out when he got the contract were like, he's overpaid and blah, 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 blah. And I think he's trying to, you know, I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'll show you I can be a star. And I think he's pressing a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
We saw when he made that game-winning shot, and he ran up and jumped on the scorer's table, basically ignoring his teammates, trying to high-five him for it. And it was just like, dude, so I – he's kind of got this me against the world mentality, and he's got to understand you've got to embrace your teammates, man.
Yeah, you got to play within the system.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not playing in the fourth quarter from a guy who clearly I was like, this guy should be playing.
He's your best defender.
He's a playmaker and a defender, but okay, this guy's supposed to basically be the third option behind Kemba Walker and Al Jefferson. This guy thinks he's probably the second.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's a problem. And I hate seeing these things. Trades like this are stuff that Jonathan and I, we get pissed off. We're just like, damn, you just got to do 2 months ago.
Why?
You're like, oh, now we trading them.
My thing is, did you not talk to him prior to signing them? Or did you just like, yeah, here we going to sign you. We offer you this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would assume you talked to the guy before you just outright sign him. Mm-hmm. That's my assumption.
Yeah, I thought it was a good deal. But I guess not.
Guess not.
Bucks Jabari Parker out for the season with a surgery on the torn ACL.
This rookie class, man. Yeah. First Julius Randle, now Jabari Parker.
I know,
Andrew
man.
Wiggins playing like garbage.
According to Magic, there were no superstars in this draft. I'm like, yeah, you didn't say that a year ago.
Exactly. Everybody was hyping Andrew Wiggins as that next dude. So
yeah,
I don't want to hear it.
You know, Milwaukee's been playing well, too. You're like, oh, you hate to see young guys getting derailed like that. And that kind of really sucked.
Yeah.
Kind of took the wind out of things.
It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. It's very unfortunate. I wish him a speedy recovery. But, again, like with most people, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with an ACL injury.
Yeah,
Derrick Rose can attest to that.
Yeah, you got to. Kevin Durant, before I get to the injuries, Kevin Durant says he'd love to play with Kobe Bryant. You're like, what? Okay. You know, everybody, you know, of course, we out here in the city of Los Angeles. Everybody talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute. Let me see. I didn't see all this. Let me read this. I want to play with a winner every single night, especially somebody who wants to win that bad, who works that hard, who demands a lot, who raises up your level. I don't want to play with a guy like that every day. And then saying that Kobe Bryant's ways may make people uncomfortable how he acts and just how he approaches the game, but I love that type of stuff. He, like, he comes to work, man, he's intense. He demands a lot of everybody. He makes them better. As a player, I study guys like that. We might not have the same personality, but I think we approach the game the same way, and I've learned a lot from just watching him.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, wow. I'm like, well, you play with somebody like that.
Well,
his name is Russell Westbrook.
And I'm just like, well – we've always said, we've never said it's impossible to play with Kobe.
No.
We said it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. He's a dick. But, I mean, yeah. I've always respected Kobe's game mm-hmm. and respected him as a player. And I respect how hard he works. And, mm-hmm. I mean, look, let's not be naive. He's what? The third leading scorer in all time in NBA yeah. history.
Past Jordan for
third. You don't just do that by not working hard. I mean, clearly he puts in the work and the time and the effort. I was just of the mind frame, you know, it's hard working with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough because his drive he's so damn competitive. Mm-hmm. Just like with Jordan. It's hard to play with Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're so damn competitive, it's like, sometimes mm-hmm. they rub you the wrong way and, you know, they don't, you know, they have this whole, you know, I could do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
That it's hard to play with them yeah. sometimes. And yes, he has somebody like that in Russell Westbrook, yeah. who I don't think is much of an asshole as Kobe Bryant is.
No, but I think he has that same
intensity mm-hmm. and fire and work ethic and all that stuff. So, I mean, yeah. clearly.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not mad at that. No. Other players have said they want to play with Kobe.
Yeah, there's no denying like nobody wants
who to. Who wouldn't want to play with a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Now, I mean, he and AI are very similar in that when they on the court, it's all about mm-hmm. it. They want to win over everything. And, you know, Kobe Bryant's not dumb enough if he had a guy like a Durant that he would not defer at times. I mean, clearly he's shown it. When he's had really great players, he's won, and you can't win championships. You're not winning championships. Just I'm taking every shot. Mm-hmm. I'm doing every damn thing by myself. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the reason that he had one more, you can say that, but the dude got 5 rings,
yeah.
and he's had to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but I love his work ethic. I love the fact that he wants to win that bad. I respect the fact that he's not like, you know what, I want to leave the Lakers and go somewhere else. He's just like, I want to win here.
Yeah.
And he pushed, you know, like I said, with the whole coming out and clowning guy, he pushed Jeremy Lin. You know, when it came out, Jeremy Lin kind of took him, was like, all right, I'm about to, supposedly after that practice, he was like, nah, let's go again. I want to go again. And I'm like, okay, that's what we talk about. You know, and they beat my Spurs and, you know, fuck that. But, you know, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
You know, when, you know, we even heard Kobe, I was like, I like Westbrook. Like, of course you do.
Because he's like you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Durant doesn't have that kind of personality. But I think he likes somebody that will push
like
him.
Like yin to the yang.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said, I mean, look, Kobe's personality rubs me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the only beef I have with Kobe. As far as a player, Kobe's one of the best players of all time. Yeah. I have never denied that.
Yeah, and so, if, you know, that's why he gets along with Swaggy P. Yeah. Swaggy P, like, I'm about it.
I'm better than you, Kobe.
Kobe respects that. He may not like it.
Yeah, it may annoy him.
But he respects it.
Yeah.
And then we got to talk about some injuries, man. So Chris Bosh out definitely with a strained calf.
The Heat.
Heat are looking bad.
They just can't stay healthy. And yeah. it's unfortunate because I like Chris Bosh and I thought he was doing a damn good job, you know, leading this team. But now that it's on Dwayne Wade and his achy knees and Luol Deng and his, what I'm 32, but I have minutes on me like I'm 45. I mean, and Josh McRoberts been in and out with injuries. They don't have enough firepower.
No, he's probably out for the season.
They don't have enough firepower.
I actually think Charlotte misses Josh McRoberts a little bit.
I think so. He's an energy dude.
Yeah. So your boy Dougie Mac out 4 to 6 weeks.
It's unfortunate, man. I thought Doug McDermott would come in, do a little bit more this rookie season, but hey. Mirotic has taken that shine away.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Doug McDermott at this point just needs to get healthy. He wasn't really in the rotation like that anyway. But, you know, he's definitely another shooter we can always use.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Andrew Bogut is dealing with some inflammation in his right knee. Which
of course
you're like,
he is.
Oh, great.
Of course he is.
And this is
injury prone.
And this is
why we said don't give him that money. Yeah.
He needed the Greg Popovich treatment. Like, I'm not playing this dude all night. We balling right now, but that's not what it's about. But, I mean, they're a young team, so when you haven't gone that far, it's all about, you know, playing for home court and all that stuff. You know, but you're like, oh.
This is why I was like, keep Derrick Rose's ass out.
Mm-hmm.
You hold out any player you got to until we get close to playoff mm-hmm. time. I don't care.
No.
I mean, especially if you're a team that you know basically you gonna make the playoffs.
Right.
I'm like, if you you're not like a Phoenix where you're teetering. Like, if you like a Golden State, a Clipper, somebody, you know you're probably more than likely going to make the playoffs. I'd lean on the side of caution.
Yeah.
At least until closer to playoff time.
Yeah, right? So. You know, you just like them. They got David Lee not healthy. I'm going to be, you know, straight up, if they don't have Andrew Bogut, they're not getting to the finals.
No. They got to have that size. Yeah. You got to. I mean, Draymond Green is nice, but he ain't D'ing up a lot of these big, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge and Marc Gasol, and he ain't banging with these dudes. Yeah.
There's a reason why when Andrew Bogut was healthy that season, they went to the second round and pushed the Spurs.
Yeah.
He was a big deal. And then when they didn't have him the next season, they couldn't beat the Clippers.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard dealing with a torn ligament in the right hand. He's like, oh, my God, here we go.
He can't stay healthy this season. What's going on? He had an eye infection forever.
Yeah, I know.
And then now,
I don't know, man.
No repeat, huh?
I ain't giving up yet, man. It's just going to be harder.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's tough. God, man.
For the Spurs right now, you know.
Especially now with back-to-back triple overtime.
Oh, my God.
You knew that third game. It was like Greg Popovich ain't playing nobody.
You were like, yep. Kawhi Leonard ain't playing. He ain't playing.
Ginobili ain't playing. Parker ain't playing. Duncan ain't playing. I may not even play Tiago Splitter. I ain't playing nobody. And, I mean, for the Spurs, I will say this. Greg Popovich, I mean, some of the players they've played that have backed up your Corey Josephs and, you know, even this rookie Kyle Anderson has looked pretty good, Boris Diaw. They have a lot of depth. If nothing else, they've shown that they have depth. And I will say, and Chris has mentioned this before, he does give his young players and his bench time to play, and he, you know, gives them opportunities to win games on their own so that when it comes to these moments in the playoffs, they have that confidence that, all right, I can come in and I can do what I do, as opposed to, you know, somebody just goes down. It's like, oh, shit, I got to play.
Right.
And you're kind of not ready, where it's like they play, they got the butterflies out, they know kind of how the speed of the game works, and they understand the concepts, and he just lets them go.
Yeah, trust. I think if his whole team was healthy, like there was no injuries whatsoever, like every dude, there was no lingering thing, dudes would probably play a lot more. He probably wouldn't be benching dudes as much. He's probably just not playing them as much. But, you know, Patty Mills still ain't healthy. Tiago just got back. They're a playoff team.
Yeah.
And early on, they don't really play well early on. Usually the second half of the season is when they start making their run. And this, yo, back-to-back three overtime games, which we were in position to win both times. But, I mean, talking about them point guards, Mike Conley hit the three to send it. Who sent it? You know, Marc Gasol hit that banker. Damian Lillard.
Hey, he went nuts.
Damian Lillard went nuts.
He went nuts in that game. I mean, and so did Tim Duncan. That was a battle. I mean, look, and I got to give the Spurs some credit. You're going into triple overtime against Memphis and Portland.
Right.
It ain't like I went triple overtime against Orlando. Like, this is two of the better teams in the West.
Yeah, I mean, they have a hard stretch. I mean, they played Portland on Monday and lost, and they went to the, you know, triple overtime with Memphis, lost, versus Portland again, lost, played Dallas, you know, with none of them, and lost by six.
Yep.
Then we got the Clippers on Monday, then Oklahoma City, then New Orleans, then Houston, then Memphis again, then New Orleans, then Washington. Like, God, oh, my God. You know, and then, you know, coming to last year, it took them forever. They didn't have, I think, the top four teams in the West, they hadn't beat none of them. My team, they're not panicking,
yeah.
But I'm just a little frustrated. Like, let's the West is hard. We got to keep it close.
Yeah,
you know, 17-11. You know, right now we seventh. You know, 6.5 out of first. It's still early, but we need to kind of right this ship a little bit.
Hey, and how about that Memphis Golden State game,
man? What?
There've been some good games this week.
Mm-hmm. One more thing before we talk about this season real quick. Some more injuries. Carmelo Anthony was advised to rest. You think with his injury, I know he played the other day. You know, I know he wants to play so he doesn't just look like he's tanking or just like I'm just throwing in the towel. You know.
He's hurt.
Yeah. I'm giving him love for gutting it out.
He needs to sit down.
Yeah. If it's going to linger, if it's something that's going to linger, don't wait until
I'm sorry.
The All-Star game.
I'm sorry, but everybody needs to take an example of what happened with Derrick Rose and use that as just an example of what not to do. Yeah. I mean, look, Derrick Rose tried to rush back, you know, and it didn't work. I'm like, if you hurt, sit down. I'm sorry, especially if you're like a superstar player like this, sit your behind down. We need you 100% healthy. You can't afford to have something go wrong, especially with Melo.
No. You'd rather Melo just sit out, people just talk about can he play, rather than like, oh, he's hurt. Because then once he's hurt,
I'm like, you're
going into the offseason.
You saw the
hurt.
Ridicule Derrick Rose got, and then he strung together 11 straight games, and now it's starting to die down a little bit.
And this summer is your big, well, at least your window to start luring players.
Yeah.
And if they like, well, Carmelo's hurt, and we don't know what he's going to be, then people are like, I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So looking at the season right now, real quick, just want to ask you, who's been impressing you so far?
Number one, let me start on the East. From the East, it has to be Atlanta.
Yes.
19-7.
Yes.
I thought Atlanta would be fourth in this division. Wow, is all I can say. I mean, their coach has done a bang-up job with this group. Comes from the Greg Popovich tree.
Mm-hmm.
But he has proven to be a really good coach. I can't pronounce his name. Mike Budenholzer.
Right.
Something like that. But they have truly been impressive. Shellacked them damn Cavaliers.
Oof.
Beat them down.
Ooh, that was an ugly loss.
And, I mean, he's done a good job with the team that you look at and you're like, they shouldn't be winning like this.
No. Nope.
But they're winning. I mean, look at their squad. I mean, you got Al Horford, you got Paul Millsap, and then you got Kyle Korver. And look at the rest of your team, and you're like, you know, Jeff Teague's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You got Seth Volosia, and you're like, Mike Scott. You're like, who are these guys? I mean, Shelvin Mack was a great player in college. He hasn't really panned out in the league, but you're like, Shelvin Mack. You know, DeMar Carroll.
Yeah, DeMar Carroll's been playing well.
Kent Bazemore. You're like, who the hell are these dudes? Right. But he's done a great job of coaching, getting the most out of these dudes. Yeah. And
Kyle Korver has stepped up.
Development. Mm-hmm. That is how you develop a player. And just for the record, you know, going back to what we said last time, you know, about the drafts and stuff. I understand, you know, it's been years since some of these guys were picked. But, you know, coaching and picking a guy, it goes hand in hand. You know, Kyle Korver, I'll use his as an example, had the benefit of, you know, learning from Jerry Sloan, one of the best coaches of all time. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to Chicago. You were Tom Thibodeau, one of the best coaches, you know, in the league now.
He's winning in Philly. With Larry Brown.
So he had the proper coaching, you know, to grow and become a better player. So, you know, of course, coaching goes into it, but we're making the point you don't necessarily have to have this top pick to get a good player. If you get a good player and you can develop him correctly, pretty much all these guys have the talent to thrive.
Yeah, and Atlanta said, but I got to say, I liked when they were coming off that W and they had seen an interview with Paul Millsap, and they're like, what are you saying to your people who've been thinking this is not real? He was like, we don't say nothing.
Yeah.
We just go out, play, and just let the record speak for himself. And I was like, that's what I like to hear.
And that is the coach instilling that in them.
We don't care.
We don't care what the masses think about us. And they have really, really surprised me.
And you know, we want to see how the season goes, for sure. But I'm not fronting. They real. You can't just be like, oh, well, they don't really have. Look, whatever they doing down there, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't matter. The system is working. We've seen system ball win championships, you know, get you far in the playoffs. And, you know, they're going to be a tough out.
They're going to be a very tough out.
All right, so who you like in the West? Who's your...
In the West, the team that has really surprised me, I know everybody wants to go with Golden State.
Golden State's obvious.
It's Portland. Mm-hmm. 22-6. I thought Portland would be good. I didn't think they'd be this good out the gate. I mean, Damian Lillard has taken his game to another level.
Yeah.
He's really balling. I still, you know, I'm still riding with my pick of LaMarcus Aldridge for MVP. I think he's still going to get it together, but he's been playing well. I mean, and they're doing a damn good job. Mm-hmm. They're doing a damn good job, especially in the West.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to give them credit for taking advantage when the Thunder were down. they did what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder's down two of their best players. Okay, let's get a hell of a lead in the division.
Yep.
And they are, what, 8.5 games? They're good for a while because they're not going to let up. They're going to continue to play hard and shit. I mean, you can argue if you want to put Damian Lillard in the early MVP category, you can.
Yeah.
You can. I mean, he's been doing the damn thing. So I got to give him some love. They got two big games coming up against Houston and Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, at OKC. So that's going to be tough, okay. But they've really surprised me.
Okay. For me, for out east, I'm going to go with Toronto. I just, you know, especially DeMar DeRozan's been out. Kyle Lowry has been balling.
I said I had to give him some love. You know, I had to give him some love for MVP.
And, before the All-Star picks, we're going to do our own pick of who should be there, not based on fan voting. But
exactly.
For me, when I just did me a little All-Star ballot, he's on my back starting backcourt.
Oh, without
this
question.
Dude he basically is the best player on the team, does a little bit of everything. Terrence Ross has come out the ball. He's balling. You know, Patrick Patterson, Jonas Valanciunas, he's been stepping his game. Even Grievous Vasquez is playing well.
So James Jones, too?
Yeah, James Johnson.
I mean, James Johnson.
Sick dunk.
You saw that? Ugh. That was disgusting.
That was nasty.
And even he was like, yeah, I did that.
That was nasty.
I did that.
Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Toronto right now.
Absolutely.
They're on the ball at 22-6, leading the Eastern Conference. I don't see any let up with them.
No.
I think that playoff experience and losing the way they did, having that fan base come out and support them. This is what I want to see from teams like this who are young. You get that taste of playoff success, what you gonna do? And they have answered the bell. So I'm loving that. I'm glad to see that.
And again, they were another one who was rebuilding for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, drafted Villanueva.
Yeah.
You know, traded for Kyle Lowry,
yeah.
You know, and roll of the dice, he re-signed out. Yeah. He re-signed with him. And honestly, at what he re-signed, a bargain.
Yep. Traded Rudy Gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, traded Bargnani.
DeMar DeRozan stepped his game up and has developed over these years. That's what you're supposed to do with the franchise. So all these people are tanking it. It's rebuilding.
Yeah, you get some guy players. You get, you know, a couple stars.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is what you got.
And just for the record, speaking of Pelé's development, I got to give some love to my boy Jimmy Butler just for the hell of it. He deserves to be on that damn All-Star team this year.
Yeah,
and if he don't make it, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah. He's in
I'm going to be pissed.
Most improved player race.
He's leading right now. He's got to be leading. Yeah, he is arguably the best two-way player. He the best two-way player in the East. I don't care what nobody says. You could argue he the best two-way player in the league only because he's playing on the perimeter.
Yep.
And I'm just like, where Derrick Rose out, he has been money.
They beat the team that I'm about to say is my, my nice for the West, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Woo!
No, that was a great win.
That was a beautiful W.
I mean, this team
Memphis has been balling, man.
You know, come in, Zach Randolph took a little less money. Marcus Saul stepped his game up. Mike Conley keeps getting better every season.
Mm-hmm.
Has stepped up his scoring. This dude.
And he was only picked fourth.
And the funny thing is, when he got picked, it was like, really? Mike Conley? They saw some, got rid of Kyle Lowry. You know how that Kyle Lowry and Mike Conley, like, damn, let him develop. And slowly but surely, this dude has been getting better. This team is scary. You got Vince Carter, Courtney Lee. You
know, Tayshaun both of these Prince.
Teams adding it. Yeah, Tayshaun Prince, that veteran.
And Beno Udrih.
They're starting to get a lot. Can't think of the coach's name off the top of my head. He just
Dave
took the team.
Dave Joerger.
Yeah, took the team, kept rolling, and I'm a little nervous with them. You know, right now, they're in the lead to win that division. That my Spurs is in that hardest division in the league. You know, they for real. You know, a lot of people just doubt them, I think, because it's in Memphis. They don't have that splashy name player, the NBA is all about stars. But this team plays D. They man you up in the post. And if that outside shooting continues – I would not be shocked if they holding up that Larry O'Brien trophy come next season.
And listen to this. Looking at the playoff picture right now, just as it stands, a lot of the teams who you said be 1-2 are either in the middle of the pack or they down below. Like, Golden State is 1, Portland's 2, Memphis 3. San Antonio is 7th right now. Phoenix is 8th. And look at the East. Toronto's one. Washington's two. Bulls are fourth. Yeah. Cleveland's fifth.
Yeah.
I think Milwaukee is sixth.
Milwaukee's been playing well.
I mean, come on. I mean, so, and the Knicks are second to last. Jesus Christ.
All right. Before we go to break, let me give me one team, either conference, whoever, who's been disappointing to you so far.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot.
Oh, boy, where do I start?
I'm sure there's one that you got.
In particular?
Yeah, there's one
see.
That you're looking right now. You just like, I thought at this point in the season they'd be better than where they are.
Well,
I got one right now.
I'm going to go with the team that I said I thought would be a sleeper in the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been so disappointing. They're only 8-19. The Lance Stephenson deal hasn't really panned out. You know, they've had to deal with their share of injuries, but Jesus Christ, they look terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
I thought they'd take a step up as well. For me, you know, I'm looking right now. I honestly, I probably gave them too much credit. Damn, Detroit Pistons, man. 5 wins with all that talent.
Yeah.
Stan Van Gundy has not made a splash at all. You know, I'm thinking they just somebody's gonna move. I think it's gonna be Gray Monroe. I thought they'd be a lot better than where they are with their talent. And 5 wins is, I mean, they still on that. Oh, I'm playing Detroit. W.
I mean, they have talent. Andre Drummond, Greg Monroe, Josh Smith, Brandon Jennings. Like,
yeah,
y'all at Philly status.
Yeah, everybody else looking kind of bad.
Are they tanking?
Nah, they ain't tanking. Exactly. They're just not good.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, Detroit Pistons fans are just like, here we go again.
Oh, boy.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get into some quick MLB news, and then head on to our awards and wrap things up.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, it's the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Holla.
Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
Yeah, he chose that. I didn't make him do that, y'all. We're back, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. All right, man, let us know. We're a quarter of the way through the season already. Let's talk some hoops. Let us know what y'all thinking, how your team is doing, and how not are they doing, you know, any of that stuff. Hit us up. You get us up on Twitter at Brothers Lehman, via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up, and hope you guys have been enjoying the show just like we have, and hit us up with any questions y'all may have.
Yeah, we love doing this. Quick MLB news. You know, Matt Kemp, we have some issues with that trade, but trade was complete after arthritis diagnosis scare. I was like, ooh, y'all keeping that under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly we knew there was some injury concerns and why they wanted to trade Matt Kemp. And I was like, uh-oh.
But arthritis, huh?
Hey, man, the Padres keep willing and dealing. Acquired Justin Upton from the Braves. I know they made some other moves as well. They just keep adding. That division is going to be tough as well. That division is going to be tough.
That question.
And
much improved.
I know this one is going to be for your what the fuck moment, so I'm going to hold that one off.
For shizzle.
All right, y'all, since we talking about, let's get into it. We got our awards.
Yes, sir.
You know what we coming up with now. Noise! All right, I will start this off. I actually got a few. First off, I want to give some props to the Brooklyn Nets. They honored Jeffrey Gamblero, who was one of their super fan, wearing different color neon number 44 shirts on the back of the warm-ups prior to last Tuesday's game against the Heat, and showed a video. He had a moment of silence at the game. His real name was Jeffrey Vanchiro. I hope I didn't pronounce that right. On Twitter, I was like, wow, Now he died Sunday night from serious injuries from jumping out of a second floor window. I don't know about that, but you know, the fact that you know you got guys who are dedicated fans who really love the team and show their support, and when something happens like that, the organization is willing to go out and show some love and just let them know that you know you were a part of the you know Nets family and they're gonna miss you. I mean, that means a lot.
Yeah,
you know, that's what good organizations do, and I'm, you know, despite all the issues on basketball, and I'm glad that, you know, professionally they did something like that.
Exactly.
And I got two guys for my, you know, for my ballers for this week. Kevin Durant scored 30 points, 10 to 13, 5 of 6 from 3 in 18 minutes.
Ridiculous.
Before he got hurt versus Golden State. Most points scored under 20 minutes since the merger.
Damn.
I was like, he was hot. I missed that game, but saw, you know, highlights. He was just hot. He was just whop, whop, coming down, popping shit. You're like, this thing about to go off for like 60, 70 points.
It's crazy. I mean, that shows you how good he is. And again, how hard this guy works at his craft. And man, he is just wet when he shoots.
Mm-hmm.
Like cash.
And I got to get his due props. And there's a lot of guys who balled out this week, but I got to get his due props. Damian Lillard basically feels like that fool's almost like the complete point guard. Guess my Spurs in triple overtime, 43 points, 16 to 29, 4 and 9 from 3, 7 and 8 from the free throw, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, a huge block on Danny Green. I mean, what can I say? That dude has been, he just
baller.
Makes clutch shots. Portland's going to be tough to deal with. If we have to play him in the playoffs, definitely won't be no easy out as it was. Well, it wasn't easy to me, but. You know, won't be no easy out of last season.
There should be a Damian Lillard, Steph Curry backcourt starting. Period.
Mm. I'm going to hold that.
Period.
I mean, we that's a lot of arguments.
I'm
a lot of good
saying.
Backcourt.
I'm just saying.
But that dude is sick.
Glad he's on my fantasy team.
I know you oop, are, oop. Man. All right, man. What you got for your Noice Award?
All right, for my Noice Award, let me see what I got here. You know what? I want to give a small one to the Toronto Raptors organization for the classic move they did, honoring Vince Carter when he came back with the Memphis. So he got a little teary-eyed and all that when they showed a little video of him. But, you know, that again, that's what classy organizations do. You know, even though he was on the opposing team, it's just a nice gesture for all the – just a thank you for all the stuff you did for them. And I'm somewhat looking to see if Miami will do the same when LeBron comes on Christmas Day,
yeah.
If they'll do a little tribute, you know, thank you for helping us get the rings. And, you know, I understand he's on the other team, but you got to get a man some kind of love for helping you get these freaking titles.
I mean, clearly, because you can see the difference. When he
Christ. You got to give him some love. I know there'll be some boos, but you got to give him – he's. I'm expecting mostly cheers when he comes back.
I would expect his first announcement in there, you cheer him.
Yeah.
Stand up. Shout him out. Give him some love. Let him, you know, if you need to say something, whatever. You want to do a montage early on of his stuff. Cool. After that, boo the hell out
of
him.
Exactly. I don't care.
You can boo him every time he comes to Miami. I don't care. But that initial thank you, we appreciate you.
We appreciate everything you did.
Leading this team to 4 straight finals and 2 championships. So,
yeah. And my another Norris Award is going to the GM from the New York Yankees, Brian Cashman, who came out and was just roasting Alex Rodriguez. Said, and I quote, "We can't expect Alex to be anything." I've got to think the worst and hope for the best. Even before the suspension, he wasn't the same player at third base, on defense, or the offensive side. And that was before the suspension. And now he's been out of the game for a year. He's approaching 40 years of age. And just to automatically assume, given his circumstances, that he'll be able to plug in right in, play third as an everyday guy and hold up and be productive, I think that would be dangerous thinking from my perspective in the seat I'm sitting in. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, snap.
I'm glad somebody came out just like, what can we expect from A-Rod? He's been out a year, suspended. He really wasn't looking all that great before he got suspended.
He's 39.
Yeah, he's about to be 40 years old. I ain't expecting shit from Alex Rodriguez. He should be on a minor league contract, but unfortunately they paid him all that freaking money. I loved it. I loved it. I was like, good. I'm glad our GM come out speaking his mind. Yes.
Oh, I love it. They were like, guess what, A-Rod? A-Rod, where he playing? DH.
And we hope he going to be a good one.
Yeah, man. He's like, whatever he want to do, that we can, they'll eat it. I think at some point they may eat that contract.
Yeah.
They have to.
They have to.
I love that.
It was great.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Let's get into this now.
What the fuck? Slow down. What the fuck? No. Fuck that.
All right, man. You got.
I got a couple. My all first right. one is just going to the MLB again, and this time it's pointed at Bud Selig. This fool, Bud Selig, will receive a salary of about $6 million annually when he retires. What? So he will be getting the title of Commissioner Emeritus. Oh, I hate God. That damn term now. And will be compensated in future years for his service and advice to. Who is this gentleman? Rob Manfred, who will be taking over as the new commissioner. So I guess he's worth $6 million as a consultant. Jeez. I'm just like, man, Bud Selig led to the rise and death of the MLB. Mm. He got there, you know, he did things here and there to try to, you know, make the sport a little more popular. We had the steroid era. And
he let it go.
Yep.
Didn't say nothing.
And granted, that is when the sport boomed. Mm-hmm. And cats was watching when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were slugging 60 home runs a year and Barry Bonds was hitting 70-some home runs a year. It was like, I'm always watching because they're going to hit home runs. Mm-hmm. And that's what cats like. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, took the steroids away. People ain't hitting the ball as far anymore. The sport's gotten boring. You're not really getting any athletes to come to the sport. It's just not the same draw it used to be. And, you know, that's under his watch.
No, it is.
So, I mean, but this $6 million annual salary in retirement, I'm like.
Yeah, you going to tell me how to deal with this?
Damn.
Steroid HGH?
Exactly.
Oh, sweet. Don't say nothing? Oh, okay. I mean, you know, he made the All-Star game exciting.
Yeah.
You know, to me personally, I don't like it.
I don't either. I hate that freaking you win and you get home field. Yeah, that's so stupid.
Yeah, but, you know, it gets people to play a little harder. Yeah. I don't, you know, I think every team gets a guy in. I'm like, for what? For what?
Moral causes.
Yeah, I don't get that. But, yeah, $6 million, like, yeah, okay.
And just because I'm from L.A., I have to give this a what the fuck. Kentucky demolished UCLA in basketball the other day. I looked at my phone and I was like, it's halftime and UCLA scored 7 points. 7 points. I looked at 41-7 at halftime.
Damn.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I mean, damn, they sure did, sure enough did, because Jesus Christ, 47 points? All you got to do is hit three threes, and you've scored more than that.
You can't get the free throw line set.
7 points. And then I love this. After the game, a UCLA freshman by the name of Kevon Looney declared he wanted another stab at Kentucky. And the coach came out and said, not right now. I appreciate Kayvon's enthusiasm, but not right now. Yeah, we just got demolished. I mean, are you serious?
I want a rematch. Like, man, let's go watch some tape. Let's go watch tape.
How about you go beat Savannah State and get your morale back up? Because Jesus Christ, 7 points?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
And even the coach came out and was like, if Kentucky plays D like that, they ain't losing.
Nah.
And I mean, 7 points.
That's ridiculous.
7 points?
And you would expect that from like a Division I-A school, a Division II school, but like an actual
powerhouse.
Yeah, from a winning division.
I mean, winning conference,
come on. Yeah, I can't believe
baffled.
I can't believe
baffled. Seven points.
That's crazy. I know. All right, my what the fuck moment is going back to the Kings owner, and I keep forgetting dude's name. I had to look it up in a second, but when I heard, you know, I was already like, why are you firing this dude? When I heard
Vivek Ranadive.
Yeah. And, you know, when I saw his video, I saw his thing about, you know, owning the team and getting it and, you know, minority owner on the team. Great. You going to suggest to the team to play a, quote, 4-on-5 defense with an extra dude cherry picking?
What the fuck? And I said, well, it worked. Back in elementary school. Yeah, it worked. Cherry picking.
Yeah, it worked at my daughter's you know, what, seventh grade team, you're like, wait a minute, wait. So what worked in junior high school.
Seventh grade.
Is going to work.
Girls. No offense to girls basketball, but I'm sorry. Girls basketball.
It ain't even, I'm just still like.
Seventh grade.
Wait, do you, first of all, do you not think that somebody in the, as many years as the NBA, as basketball has been played, that nobody has tried that?
There's a reason nobody does right. it.
Oh, he gonna cherry pick. I'm like, dude, all they have to do is score, and whoever's in the backcourt just goes and guards that guy every time. Even if you had four Kawhi Leonards on your team, like, all they got to do is move the ball and get it in.
And I mean, look, I know Kevin Love is like the master of the far outlet pass. He can toss it. You can't just do. I mean, it's an art to that. You can't just do that constantly. Where it's like, yeah, I'm gonna throw it like a football, 50 yards down. You throw it, and then somebody, like you said, somebody in the backcourt just gonna run up and be like, tip, yeah, give me the ball back. Oh, it's 4-on-5 again. It's gonna be a Globetrotter style. Do 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 do.
I was like,
do 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 do. Did you?
And for him, I would expect the person he suggested that to would act just like him as a businessman. When somebody gives you a stupid idea, you like, okay, I will take that in consideration. And then, yeah, that's trash. Yeah, we're not doing that.
And I heard I guess the next coach, he wants them to employ that to an extent. I'm just like, all right, now you wielding your power for the wrong reasons, because Jesus Christ. Look, butts out.
Look, I'm good he wants to do that, but with that, you just be like,
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yes, go. I'm glad you want to help out. I appreciate that. But go in your box. Do what owners do.
Collect
Give me some
money.
Players. Help me get better with some talent. I will do the X and O's here. Thank you very much.
That, exactly. And we'll get better so you can make money.
My God, I was like, what? Will it work? Like, are you even thinking about that? You know, I just broke... The reason why you can't do it right here. I just cut that out right now. Yeah, because we just gonna shut that down. We gonna score 50 and you ain't scoring nothing. We playing 5-on-5. You play 4-on-5. Let's see who wins.
Exactly. Globetrotter style. I'm telling you.
God. And you don't have Globetrotter talent. Good. Shaq, help your owner out.
Shaqed and a fool.
Help your minority.
Put him on Shaqed and a fool.
Yeah, that idea is that's a Shaqed and a fool right there. Just coming up with that. Like,
oh man.
Yeah, no.
That's so funny.
Bye, Felicia. Jeez, that's crazy. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find our shows on iTunes and Stitcher, and actually on TuneIn Radio now. We are officially on TuneIn Radio.
Oh, word?
Yep. So for all you Android users, we are on there as well.
Word.
More places to check us out. Leave us some reviews. Leave us some comments. You know, we love the five-star kind. Let us know what you think. Reviews do help us. You know, let's our show and the network get more pubs, so we'd appreciate any of that. You can also check us out on the website, blackisonline.com. You can reach us there as well. If y'all want to get at us directly, any comments, feedback whatsoever, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in. Just a quick shout out to some of the podcasters out there, to the Hoopla crew. What's going on, y'all? Always tend to mention us in their show.
Just
want to get a love back. You know, in the Hip Hop Digest show, what's going on, brothers?
Love that show.
Love that show. That's all I can say about that. So, for Hoopla as well, enjoy the show you guys have, Rod from the Black Guy Who Tips and all that good stuff. So, you know, keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, we'll be on there soon, you know, talking some basketball as well. So, make sure y'all check us out.
Yes, sir. So, definitely want to thank y'all for the long-time listeners. Thank you for tuning in with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, thank you for finding us and for, you know, seeing what we bout up in here. Hope you enjoyed the show. Go ahead and tell all your friends, family, your loved ones. Go ahead and tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my niece. Yeah. And your grandparents and all that good stuff. And tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. And let's see. Tell
Tell your reindeer.
Oh, tell your reindeer. Oh, Chris got it going now. Tell your reindeer. Tell Santa Claus. Tell the elves. Yeah. Tell Will Ferrell from Elf. Tell who we got. Tell the Frosty. Tell the Grinch when he sneaks in. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your gracious hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Happy holidays, y'all.
Same to y'all.
Holla.
Police all on my dick like I shot somebody because of these big ass lips and I rock my locks naughty. Life is getting hectic. Tupac got shot in the nuts. You saw cops was corrupt when Rodney King got fucked up. With friends like these, who needs enemies? Constantly harassing, filling up my nuts like a Klansman. Snatching up a nigga for nothing. I heard bad guys wear black, so I guess I'm the motherfucking villain. Under pressure, they got me under pressure. What's your name, your address, and phone number? Your occupation, come down to the station. There's been a robbery, they claim a nigga fit the description. It can't be, so I slides out on them. In 95, you gotta catch a nigga if you want them. 1 to 3 and 5 to 10. Bullies in blue suits, some with automatic weapons. I'm stressed, ready to blow up something. The beasts keep fronting. Invasion.
Invasion. Invasion. Invasion.
I was forced into a life of crime, career criminal. Now my career is crime. My mind is in a fucked up state. A brainwashed state is the black man's fate. In the ground or locked down upstate. When I was young, I used to shoot for the stars, but got shot down by demons and patrol cars. Scars, good cop, bad cop, stick up the crack spot. The ab won't get hot till one of their crew gets shot. Axe, Larry Davis, how much they took. Cops and crooks, but who's the crooks? Take a nigga to jail, make bail, guilty or innocent. The system gets 10%. Frontin' like you're doing something, but you ain't saying nothing. Nothing, nothing. Invasion,
invasion. 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 Invasion.
Come up in my sight for best believe I'm a dip on that ass. Beast boy, I'm professional. Heart of the ghetto raised in the ways of thugs. Dodging slugs, taking slugs. Driving stolen automobiles. Skills fantastical. Living life on the edge is dramatic. Mad drama, I'm a fanatic. Adrenaline addict, getaway car. Stick shift for automatic. Where's my crew at? You got your crew scoping for a nigga up and down the ab. It makes me laugh. Eat my nuts, eat my dust. I won't spend the night locked up or in handcuffs. Cause in the concrete jungle, I got the right stuff. Smooth operator, pilot, and navigator. Break out from oppression, my mission to escape. The invasion.
Everybody's aware of. I ain't gonna tell on you, you don't tell on me, right? I think you know where we're trying to come from.